The Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that the Bava Deresha is Potu Mutter. And Rashi says, Bava Deresha, Ha'oni Chayiv Ubal Habayis Potter. Ubal Habayis Chayiv Ha'oni Potter. To Potter Michatas Umutul Chatchila. Do Lav Akiva Ovid, Flo Hanocha, Sha'acha Hinicha Biyodo. So if I put something, let's say the usher in the house puts the chafetz into the hand of the oni, and the oni is completely stationary, just the hanocha is being done there, so since he's doing nothing, he's potter, and Rash says it's mutter l'chadchila. Tosis says, bother, why is it potter u'mutter? Ah, he's ovan lifnei iver. Because even so Tosis says, afilu ha'mayish ha'yu yochum, Tosis says, v'mtomi v'haka ova lifnei iver v'lo siten nichshol, v'afilu marish ha'yu yochul litol afilu lo haya b'yodo, d'lo ova mishum lifnei iver, the moshet kosht yayin l'nozik, mukle perakam de meseches avodazora, d'koi betray avri denara, that lifnei iver is only on the derisive, he couldn't have done it without me. For example, I'm a nozir, forbidden to eat wine, and there's a river separating us, and I pass it over to him, he wouldn't have had the wine, otherwise that's lifnei iver. But if it's chadi for dinara, that's not over lifnei midiraisa, but mikol, the Torah says, but in isid rabbanon still is. Mikol makom isid rabbanon mi ha'ika, that shechayv la'afrishim isa, v'afilu imari b'nochu, de lo shayich lifnei iver, Miu Isa Drabonin Miu Ika. Kidisanya Bashila Pirkin, Nostim is honest Lanochri Bechotza, Notla Vyotza, Ain Niskoklo, Masha Davke Kisha Nochri Bechotza. Avim Omeid Bechutz, Uposhet Yodo Lifnim, Masha de Oslita in Lahedja Aminas Lahotzi. Vyeshlom de Mai Benochri Vahachefet Shel Nochri, Dafilu Machnus Umotzi Kol Hayom, Ain Kan Isu Klau, Kavit Ain Achefet Shel Balabais. So Tosis says it's speaking about that we're speaking about a goy, and that's why there's no lifnei iver. Tosis Shonim there gives a different answer. In Nami Yesh Lama the Mikom Makom LeIsur Shabbos Potter Umutter. That indeed there is an Isur of lifnei iver, but we're only speaking about Isur Shabbos, and as it relates to the Shabbos, there's no violation at all of the Isur Shabbos. So in terms of this machlokes between the Tosis Shonim and Tosis. Tosfos shows that indeed there is an isa of lifnei iver, but when the Gemara says it's potu mutu means as it relates to Shabbos there's no isa. Tosfos doesn't give that answer, so it could be that Tosfos Kivegi assumes this way in his kedushim. Tosfos doesn't give this answer because Tosfos thinks that it would be lifnei iver, that's why Tosfos has to have an ukimta with a nochri. If there would be lifnei iver, that would be an Isur Shabbos also. So there's a machlokes in Tosfos Shonim and Tosfos whether a lifnei, if a person violates lifnei iver of whatever specific aver it is, let's say it's in lifnei iver of Shabbos, did he violate an Isur Shabbos? Is the lifnei iver stamped as also an Isur Shabbos? Or lifnei iver is independent Isur? So the Rav said that this is a machlokes in Rishonim in Sanhedrin, between the Ramban and the Balamor. The Gemara says, then in Ben Sora, Gabe, it says, Kavki Vidimnuki, which are utensils of copper, which hold coals, which the Komrim, the priests in the Avodah Zorah, would take from different people's houses, and they would use it to put in front of the Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says that there's no Yehara for Yavah on that. And because it's not an Issa Avodah Zarah. However, the Balamor answers that because on lifnei iver of Avodah Zarah, there's no Yehovah Yava. However, the Balamor answers that the reason that there's no Yehovah Yava there, because the goy is doing it l'anos atzmo. But if it were not that, the Balamor would have held that there's Yehovah Yahweh even on this, on Lifnei Iva of Avodah Zarah. So the Rav pointed out that this machlekes rishonim between the Ramban and Balamor is what's the nature of Lifnei Iva. Is Lifnei Iva an Isa, just an independent Isa, or is it stamped as the Aveira of the Isa and the Aveira which you're being machshel the other person in? So if this was in our case Lifnei Iva d'Avodah Zarah, it would have been Yehovah Yahweh, according to the Balamor, except that's Lahanos Atzmo. And the Ramban says, and Lifnei Iva is not a Avodah Zarah, it's a separate Isa of Lifnei Iva. So in Lifnei Iva, there's no Yehovah Yahweh. That's the way the Rav learned this Machloikas. So this could be the Machloikas also, as Reb Kivega learns, between the Toisus and the Toisus Shonim, where the Lifnei Iva of Shabbos is stamped as an Isa Shabbos, or it's an independent Isa. Could be, I just suggest, could be Nafkamim. Reb Kivega has a Shaila, whether on an Easter, even on Easter Drabonon, of there's a person become a Muma on an Easter Drabonon of Shabbos. So is this lifting even an Easter Drabonon of Shabbos? Would that be considered an Easter Shabbos to become a Muma? I just want to point out it's interesting that Sefer Chinuch, the Chinuch says that when he quotes the Isa of Lifnei Iva, this is Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, at the end he says, for over alei avisi es chaver ledea etz ashenu hogenes lo, o imsia lo bidva avera kagon hamoshet kosh yain lenozer, v'kol ki yotzu b'zeh over alav zeh, v'ka over al mitzvah melech. V'ein lekon lav d'shi she'ein bo maisa. So why does the Chinuch have to add for over al mitzvah melech? Of course it's over al mitzvah melech. Every Aveir in the Torah is over al mitzvah melech. Maybe the Chinuch meant to say that it's not just a zaitik isa, an independent isa, but it's over lifnei melech of that which you attempted to be, to what you were machshel the other person in.